Welcome back, and joining me now for a look at the day's markets activity is David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities and Viva Govinda from Miranda Swiss Offshore. Thank you so much for joining me, gentlemen. I even said we should cancel the show because I think all the markets are talking about are this new COVID-19 variant. Really, that's all that's been tanking the markets. Global markets are in a tailspin. Everything is in the red. Even South Africa is back in the red on the UK red list. That is, I mean, starting with you, David, is it me or is the panic this time way more than when we had Delta?
I think so, because I think having nearly come out of it, having prepared ourselves for a holiday season, travel has been opened up. I think the fact that we're going backwards on this one has just scared people and has really shaken confidence. I think this will pass. I think this will pass within a few days. I think we've got sufficient vaccinations and various other methods of addressing this, but I think it has caused a bit of panic. And there's nothing that the market and the media like more than is a panic session, you know, so they can get animated and get people to come and watch them and so on. So just enjoy it while you can, you know, enjoy the panic. But I don't think this will, you know, I don't think this will be long lasting.
David says that this will pass. This is just a panic session. I mean, do you agree with him that this is just a knee-jerk reaction, or do you think that there is more concern?
I think, first of all, let me just preface everything I'm going to say over the words. Any comment that from me about anything medical is totally above my expertise. I have no idea about anything about whether this is going to hurt you or not. I'm talking from a market point of view. From a market point of view, we don't have enough information to do much here. The numbers that they're talking about in terms of the new virus are still, you know, such a small sample size, we can't really make much determination about it. The fearful thing about it is the fact that the indications, very early indications, seem to be that it's much more virulent in terms of much more contagious. It's much more likely to basically, you know, pass on from one to the other. That being said, you know, we're in a much better situation now than we were even a year ago with regards to both the vaccines as well as new developments, new medications. So even if you don't have the vaccine, there's the monoclonal stuff. There is also some other medication out there that will give you like a 90%+ better chance of surviving it if you do catch the disease. So from that point of view, it's much, much more secure. But, you know, like I said, I don't know for certain how bad the new variant could be, but if it's not as significantly more dangerous than the previous one, we should be able to ride through this thing with no problem.
Yeah, so obviously
you know what? If you look at the US, there are no variants coming out there. So all those areas that are well vaccinated or have been widely vaccinated are not finding these variants. It's where we haven't had vaccinations. And I think the message is clear. Get vaccinated, you know, or make sure you're pop and take it seriously and take it urgently, you know, do it urgently.
Yeah.
Because I think we're starting to see the variants and the issues arise in those countries where the vaccination levels are pretty low. So, you know, for me, it's such a sound message to governments. Just do it and make sure that you do it.
Indeed.
So I think once more the developed nations are going to be in a much better position than we are in the emerging countries. We're going to suffer. Our economies are suffer. We're going to fall backwards.
Yeah, and COVID has become our problem now. And just, you know, in light of what David has said, very good point that you make there, David, that, you know, it's all about vaccination as well. Viv, just in light of that information, of those points that are being made, I mean, do you think from a market's perspective that the reaction is warranted?
Yeah, but look, I mean, one thing I want to note is that it's not because we are unvaccinated to a large extent. It's because we are a continent that's unvaccinated to a large extent. But I think I would seriously doubt that the amount of variants coming out of South Africa are because they come out from South Africa and not due to the fact that we happen to be, you know, land connected to many, many countries who are connected to other countries which have almost no vaccination rates, and not due to any fault of their own, because they're quite poor. And there just hasn't been that, you know, global vision by richer countries that if you don't vaccinate the poorer countries, eventually various of the poorer countries will come to your country.
Yeah.
So it's not just an African thing. It's an Africa thing where we have kind of, even in East Africa, to certain who are wealthier than most, have fallen back in terms of our obligations to those that are lacking in the resources. But sorry, your question again, you said basically...
Yes, is the market reaction warranted? Obviously, from a health perspective, it is. But from a market's perspective, is it?
Look, if in a worst case scenario, let's just say this, the market hates uncertainty. Mm. In a worst case scenario, a vaccine resistant kind of virus, which is possible from mutation, a much more contagious virus, which is possible from mutation, or a virus that has a higher rate of disease. And there's indications, again, I am not a medical person. I'm just talking about what I heard and things I've seen. Apparently, this affects children more than the last variants, which has been one of the small mercies of the COVID situation so far, has not affected children to a large extent. That could be significant. If children are affected, what happens is then you have parents having to stay home. You have a whole new change in terms of how the recovery looks. Children can't go to school. So that is obviously something that could affect longer-term forecasts.
Sure, and the hospitality industry, I really feel sorry for those guys. Just when we were starting to get excited about a proper recovery during the festive season, I mean, we saw results from Tsogo-san this week saying that, they're really encouraged by the recovery and they believe that COVID-19 is behind them. But still, it could take about a year for profits to normalize. They're really hoping to break the shackles of COVID-19. David, just coming to you at this point, we've seen those hospitality stocks are tanking today between 12% and 20%. Buy or hold or just let them go? And I'm asking you specifically because I spoke to you a few weeks ago and you were very optimistic about the sector.
You know what? The timing couldn't be worse. That's it. Mm. As schools are breaking up, as people are going on holiday, there's going to be resistance or hesitancy. We're certainly not going to see the foreigners coming in. So what concerns me about the hospitality stocks is the debt. They took on a lot of debt, or put it this way, they never made the earnings and therefore had to fund their survival by their by borrowing money. Mm. To set them back further is going to just might be one step too far for them. And that's what concerns me about the timing of perhaps the lockdown or the hesitancy, cautiousness that people are going to show at the moment. So I'm very, very concerned, and I'm not concerned about only the companies, but there's so many people that work in the hospitality and rely on it for their salaries, waiters and tips and so on. So that's my concern. I would just be very hesitant at the moment because of that.
Yeah. Viv, just going back to the market's reaction or expectations when it comes to the news of this new variant. I mean, we've had the Fed minutes coming in and also the renomination of Jerome Powell as a Fed chair. And markets were basically expecting a more hawkish rhetoric. I mean, will this event now mean that the central banks will be more cautious when it comes to the pace of normalizing monetary policy?
Only if the virus turns out to be, or the new variant turns out to be worse, because the timescale for the adjustments by the Fed and so on is not in the period of days or minutes like the market is, it's months. So the Fed will have plenty of time to know whether or not this is real or not. In a month or so, we will know if this is a much more serious situation or it's just more of the same. And then the Fed will have plenty of time to adjust to that. Just speaking about that, Tulis, the hospitality sector, like David mentioned, the timing is bad because the hospitality sector is really loaded around this time of the year. You miss this period, you have next year to wait till before you have the same kind of activity happening. And that is what's so terrible about this. It happened right now. Happened maybe a month later or maybe 5 months earlier, it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah. All right.
I'm very dovish. Yeah. I've been dovish. Okay. And I think this is a warning to central banks and governments. And I know that the bond vigilantes and all the ivory tower economists have been putting pressure on, raise rates and everything. And they can't do it until we get away from this, until we get away from the threat of these variants. It's going to take time until it's just nothing more than a bad cold or flu. I think they've got to act with great hesitancy or caution. You don't want to set back what they've achieved.
Yeah, indeed, lots to look out for in the markets in the coming weeks. But moving on to company news, we have seen lots of M&A activity this year, this week also. So today we had German company, is it Argent? Ardag, Ada Group buying African glass manufacturer Consol, which is largely owned by Brait, for 10 billion rand. Also, earlier on in the week, we had African Rainbow Capital and Ethos teaming up to buy fintech company Crossfin. And also, there are the talks that AVI and Mondelez are in for the potential acquisition of AVI's snacks and biscuits business. I'm going to ask both of you, David, Viv, pick one, maybe the one that you like, one that you hate, or one that maybe surprised you, starting off with you, David.
Well, the Mondelez purchase, I just hope it doesn't happen, that's all. I like AVI, I like their brands, and the last thing that I would like to see is AVI going off the market or remaining with Irwin and Johnson and whatever they have, the shoes, you know, Kurt Geiger or whatever. I'd be very sad to see Snackworks go. So I hope that the management just dismiss this. They've got to go through the process. I like AVI very much and just hope that nothing comes of it.
Yeah,
I like Cadbury's chocolate, though. Okay. From Mondelez, you know, yeah. Yes. But I don't like him buying AVI.
And Viv, any one of those interesting for you?
Well, I mean, just looking at the console stuff, as well as looking at the stuff around Distell and so on. Look, at this point in time, what's happening is those with money are basically looking for opportunities out there to take control of those that are in a bit of a bad situation. If we are correct and the market does recover and the economy does recover to better levels later on, this is going to look like great bargains and steals. And unfortunately, the person or the people being stolen from at the moment are South Africans in the inverted commas. That's being stolen from, but however to sell or be bought out at prices that are not probably reflecting the true value of what they own. And I think that's one of the negatives about what's happening right now.
All right, moving on to your stock picks for today. David, what's yours?
Well, I think you could buy the whole market. I think you could just throw a dart and say, I like this one. But banks have been thrashed, and I think maybe they've overreacted in there. So from a trading point of view, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities here to buy, particularly banks, which have been marked down over 10%. You're going to get a big knee-jerk reaction upwards. Yes. So for those who are holding banks, don't worry. Don't panic.
All right, yeah, and there has been a lot of panic, obviously, with banks being tanked. You're looking at consumer spend, concerns about that, and also business activity. Viv, your stock pick for today?
I just want to point out to people that are looking at the tax year, not the calendar year end for the expiration of for offshore allowances where you can take money out of the country, I think R1 million a year for the calendar year. This is probably not the right time. You can wait a little while and probably get a much better price for your rands at the moment. So if you are looking to take money in the country at the moment, probably hold on a bit longer, basically long rand, short dollar at the moment.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
They've been very good for us. They've said to you, you can't go overseas and spend the rand at 16.15. So I think that's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You can't travel and be bankrupted. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well done, Viv.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, gentlemen. David Shapiro from Suspen Securities and Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore.